up when the next door neighbor's sleeping late on a weekend morn. Off to the station with my polka records, I'm what's known as a polka DJ. Turntables, telephones, earphones and microphones, this is a polka DJ. Requests and dedications, musical sensations, this is a polka DJ.
Well, how the heck are you anyway, huh? Wow, time for another edition of Tim's Oompa Hour. It is your old-time oldies show. Our first post-Christmas show. It feels like Christmas was, like, just here. How does time go so fast? I haven't figured that out. I think the first one who figures that out will be a bazillionaire. But anyway, here we go. Rolling into 2021. I'm telling you, 2020 was a hell of a year. Pardon my French. I'm sure they say that in every language. I don't know. But anyway, hey, here we go with another show. I'm pooped. I've been out plowing snow all morning. I'd messed with the snow blowing and all that. We'd been blessed with some pretty nice weather up here for quite, up until this week now in northern Minnesota. Pretty much getting off easy this winter. And then wham, we had 45-mile-an-hour winds and blowing and snow and drifting snow and trucks blowing off of highways. And holy moly. But now the sun's shining. Things are looking good. It was only about 14 below when I got up this morning. Not so bad. Got a request coming up later in the show for a tune from Frankie Yankovic, so stand by for that. Let's start out with Bob Szymanski's orchestra. This is the Massachusetts Pike Polka. There's Bob Szymanski's orchestra. That's the Massachusetts Pike Polka. Man, after you've been outside in 10 below weather all morning, it's hard to say Massachusetts. I probably should have had a cup of coffee before I started this thing today. Man, oh man. Anyway, hope you all had a great Christmas week and New Year's and all that stuff going on here. And then you know what we have? Winter. Just plain old winter for the next 3 or 4 months. Yikes! Here's the number five polka, Frank Pastuzak and his polka pals. Thank you. There you have it, the number five polka there, Frank Paschuzak. I think I'm saying that right. And it's Polka Pals, if I'm saying it wrong, for Pete's sake, straighten me out. I used to say Paschuzak. I don't know. It's one of those ones I can never decide how I should be saying it. But, you know, we love to be corrected here around the Oompa Hour, because then we know we're getting it right, you know. And you can call, and you can text, and you can email, and you can even message us on Facebook. I can't possibly think of any more ways you could message us unless you could just stand in the street with signal flags. And you can call or text area code 218-259-2985. Zero chance that we'll be answering the phone during the show because, well, first of all, I would sound ridiculous if I let a phone ring in the studio while I'm doing the show. Plus, we're carried in so many different places at different times, different days. I would have no idea when or where you're hearing us. But, yeah, you can text or leave a message, a voice message at 218-259-2985. You can also email oompahour@aol.com. And you can look us up on Facebook at facebook.com/Tim's Oompa Hour. All those are possibilities for you. Don Peachy and the orchestra over here on turntable number two. This is 1, 2, 3 for you, my love, which you would think would be a waltz with a title like that. But it's not, just to confuse the disc jockey. So the light bulb just went on in my head here. Is that a play on words? I've been playing this record for 50 years. Well, maybe not that. Yeah, probably. 1, 2, 3 for you, my love. Is it like 1, 2, 3, 4, you, my love? Huh? Instead of 1, 2, 3 for you, my love. Huh? I'm thinking so, because it's a 1, 2, 3, 4 song. It's one. Yeah, it's not a waltz. I don't know, but anyway, I'm glad we're figuring that out. How the heck are you doing this week? Man, it's been a wild week with the holidays in there and Christmas and all that, New Year's on the way and all that kind of stuff. Holy moly, I hope you're all hanging in there. Had a request, actually came in before last week's Christmas show. I believe it was Linda had messaged. I think on the Facebook. Might have been an email. I think it was on the Facebook. Wanted to hear Charlie Was a Boxer by Frankie Yankovic and his Yanks, and I didn't play it last week, because I was doing the Christmas show and I was playing all Christmas songs. So I actually remembered this week. That's because I took the record out already last week so I wouldn't forget, because otherwise, sure as heck, I would have forgot. And then I am perplexed because I'm not sure which version to play, you see. because Mr. Yankovic recorded Charlie Was a Boxer originally back in 1949. I know, because I have the record on both a 78 and on a 45. Because when the Battle of the Speeds was going on, when we had all the different records first coming out at different speeds, they pressed up records in the whatever speed. So if you had a 78 record player, you could get the record. If you had one of them newfangled 45 record players, you could get that one. Or if you were really crazy and could play 33s, they were all happening at the same time, brand new deal. Anyway, so the 1949 recording is the original with Frankie Yankovic and his Yanks, and the Marlin Sisters are singing. Now, I also have a newer version of it on a reissue compilation, Frankie Yankovic Great Hits album or whatever, where they made it into fake stereo. You know, they added some reverb and they kind of EQ'd it weird. And I listened to that for about 3 seconds and just about made me crazy, because I know that's not how they made the original record. And then there was another version he recorded that was an instrumental. And I thought, well, that didn't seem like very much fun. And then there was a version they did, but the Marlin Sisters aren't singing on it. And I kind of thought that was the key. So, Linda, I'm hoping that what you want to hear is his original version from 1949, Frankie Yankovic and the Yanks, along with the Marlin Sisters doing the singing here. And Charlie Was a Boxer. Go. Hope that's the one you wanted, Linda. That's Charlie Was a Boxer. Frank Yankovic and his Yanks there with the Marlin Sisters with their original 1949 recording of that fun song that I obviously don't play very often. I can't even think the last time I played that one. So there you have it. Thanks to Linda for the note, because who knows when I would have got around to that record again. Now let's move to Texas. I have very few records out of Texas, maybe because up here in Minnesota I'm so darn far away. I don't know, but this is on Guide Records, which is out of Houston, Texas. And I just have a very few 45s from them. But this is a great song. It's the High Toppers Orchestra, and it's the Green Garden Polka. ¶¶ That's the High Toppers Orchestra. That's the Green Garden Polka. And this is Tim Zumpa Hour, your old-time oldies show. Spinning the old polka records. That's the key to the whole show here, is its records each and every week here. Glad you're along with us for another show. I have just realized I have not yet mentioned the World of Accordions Museum, located in Superior, Wisconsin, where the Blatnik Bridge that goes from Duluth to Superior over the bay there in Lake Superior was closed last night because it was snowing to beat the band and they were having 50-mile-an-hour winds and it was pretty much blowing people right off the bridge. And that is a pretty rare occurrence in these parts when they shut down that bridge due to the high winds and the snow. It was pretty exciting around here last night. Anyway, World of Accordions Museum, Superior, Wisconsin, right there on Belknap Street. In fact, if you're in Minnesota, you might drive over the Blatnik Bridge to get to the museum. It's okay now. The wind has died down and the sun is shining. But hey, the museum's not going anywhere. I don't care how windy it is because they've got 1,400 accordions on display in there. What do you think that place weighs? Holy moly, I hope the basement's reinforced with steel I-beams. Anyway, you want to check them out online, you can do that. worldofaccordions.org is where you find them. I'm sure they'll be getting ready with a calendar of events for the upcoming year. I think we're going to get past all this stuff we had going on in 2020. I think that's my gut feeling is. We get by spring, things are going to start feeling a little more normal. I don't know about you, but I really missed car show season last year. I'm going to make up for it this year, though. So anyway, check them out. worldofaccordions.org is where you find them on the internet. Pretty amazing place. Look at the website. Send them an email. Get a schedule. Find out what's happening. worldofaccordions.org. All right. The Polish Kid is on the record player now, joined by the Trilby Tones. This is the 18-pound kielbasa polka.
Got up one day, drove to Tony's Market for the ride. I was feeling hungry, so I gave a look inside. There above the counter, resting right upon the shelf, a lovely 18-pound kielbasa, bought it for myself. Took it home and cooked it up, my, what a lovely sight. Sat myself down, dug right in, it was a tasty light. A long time has gone by since I had a Polish dish. Quite a tasty treat, it was my stomach's only wish. Can't believe I ate that whole thing, swallowed it up inside of me. Now it's in my two-full tummy, causing pain and misery. Can't believe I ate that whole thing, swallowed it up inside of me. Now it's in my two-full tummy, causing pain and misery. When you see an 18-pound kielbasa on the shelf, leave it be, just buy a smaller one, don't stuff yourself. It might look nice to your eyes, but much to your surprise, an 18-pound kielbasa is too much, you'll realize. I have learned my lesson, I've got indigestion. Took some medicine that would help my relaxation. Something's wrong, I feel upset, an awful sensation. The kielbasa and pills don't mix, they cause a reaction. Can't believe I ate that whole thing, swallowed it up inside of me. Now it's in my two-full tummy, causing pain and misery. Can't believe I ate that whole thing, swallowed it up inside of me. Now it's in my two-full tummy, causing pain and misery. Kielbasa, kielbasa, I ate a big kielbasa. Kielbasa, kielbasa, an 18-pound kielbasa. Kielbasa, kielbasa, I ate a big kielbasa. Kielbasa, kielbasa, an 18-pound kielbasa.
Best thing about that one is the rhyming. There is some interesting meter and rhyming in that. I don't know. Anyway, the Polish Kid there, along with the Trilby Tones here on Tim Zumpa Hour. It is your old-time oldie show. How the heck you doing out there as we go cooking right into the new year here? I think we're going to, when we get to the wrap-up here, I think, what do they have? Lil Wally doing Auld Lang Syne we're going to close out the show with, assuming I come even close to timing this sucker out this week. I have the polka version of Red Roses for a Blue Lady coming up next. We don't play that one too often either. And it's by Benny Bach and his orchestra. Red Roses for a Blue Lady, recorded by, like, virtually everybody. Dean Martin did it. Wayne Newton did it. Vic Dana did it. Remember Burt Kempfert? All those great instrumentals Burt Kempfert did. They did Red Roses for a Blue Lady. Spit it out. Paul Anka did it. Man, everybody did it. It's one of those songs. And Benny Bach and the orchestra did it, except they did it polka style. See, even though that was an instrumental you were singing along with, because everybody knows Red Roses for a Blue Lady, don't they? That's the Benny Bach Orchestra here on Tim Zumpa Hour. It is your old-time oldies show, so glad you're with us for another week as we get going into a new year. Of course, we didn't start the show right at the beginning of the year, but I think we're past 7 years of shows now, which means technically we're in the eighth year, right? You ever think about that? When you have your birthday and somebody says, hey, you're 62. Well, what that means is you've completed 62 and you have now entered the 63rd year of life. When you celebrate a birthday, you're celebrating the completion of that year. And I know that makes you sound a year older than you really are. But think about it. Because once you turn a given age, say you turn 63. Well, the next day you're 63 in a day. You've moved into the, I'm working toward 64 now. It all depends how you choose to count it. Anyway, you count it different when you're young because you want to sound old. You know, if you're like 22, I'm 23 now. I'm really smart. And then after a certain point, you decide you want to try to count it the other direction. Here's the Michigan Cavaliers. This is the Polka Cola.
Byway, you're in Polka Land. So lend your ear and listen here to this here polka band. Cola used to be a pop, but we all know it's not. A drink with ice can be real nice, but we prefer the hot. Fun. Go grab a glass, we'll have a blast, for we are almost done. We've finally reached the very last verse, so let's not all disperse. We are a happy polka band and say, here's to your thirst!
Michigan Cavaliers here on Tim Zumpa Hour. It's your old-time oldies show. And spinning the records like we do every week. Glad you're hanging out with us this week. Now, this next record, I'm playing, the wrong side of the record. I always play I Love to Polka, which is on the other side. Because, as is the case in many cases, I won't say all the time, but most of the time, you've got a polka 45 and there's a waltz on the other side. And as you can probably guess, I always go for the polka side. But I always try to get at least one waltz into every show. I can tell you we're going to have two this week because I'm about to play one and I got another waltz coming up. So waltzers, you're in luck because you had two songs this week. But I have Lawrence Dukow and his Red Raven Orchestra here. And I was going to play I Love to Polka, which is the other side of the record. And I thought, oh, let's go crazy and shake things up. We'll have a couple of waltzes in the show. And when's the last time we played the ski waltz? I only think this as I'm looking out the studio window at a giant field of snow and blue skies and sunshine. And if I were the kind of person with an urge to break my leg or fall down and look ridiculous, I would want to go skiing. So here's Lawrence Dukow and the orchestra and the ski waltz.
Thank you.
don't know about you, but for me, that's a pretty fast waltz. There's Lawrence Dukow and his Red Raven Orchestra, and you are listening to Tim Zumpa Hour. It is your old-time oldies show, where every week, what do? Everybody yell it out together. We play polka records. Yes, that is exactly what we do. No CDs or MP3s or digital stuff here. It's all genuine phonograph records like this one. Here's Stan Wallowick and his Polka Chips. This is the My Baby Polka. And his polka chips and my baby polka here on Tim Zumpa Hour. It is your old time oldie show. How you doing out there, man? I tell you what, my arm is starting to hurt. It's my shifting arm from snow plowing all morning. I guess it's my shoulder actually that hurts. And then I have to reach up to get to the record player on the right hand side here because it's on a little pedestal dealy. And my arm's getting tired and sore from reaching up, putting records on after shifting the plow truck all morning. Oh, the pain we go through around here. How many different versions do you think there are of the Peanuts Polka? Like 63 million versions? I mean, it's a great song, don't get me wrong. But there's a lot of different versions of it. This one happens to be by the Jolly Fisherman.
Thank you.
All right, Jolly Fisherman and the Peanuts Polka here at Tim's Oompa Hour. I was just trying to think if I ever knew any Jolly Fisherman. This has got to be the flattest record I have ever seen. I know most of you never look at them. But like if you look at a typical 45, sometimes there's kind of a little lip or a little raised edge on the edge of the record. And sometimes the record tapers to a real, almost a sharp edge on quite a few of them. And usually they have a little bit of a warp or a little bit of a waver. They're not perfectly flat. This is the flattest record. And it has 90-degree cut edges. I know you don't care and you think I'm nuts, but I'm telling you, this is the flattest record with a squared edge. You don't see that. I know. Just shut up and play the records, ding dong. I told you we were going to have a second waltz in the show. And as I look outside the window here in northern Minnesota, and I see everything covered with, 4 to 8 inches of fresh snow, depending where you are, with a lot of drifts caused by the 45-mile-an-hour winds last night, with a lot of great big piles of snow created by the snow plows, pushing it and stacking it into great big piles, some people get really excited about this. And among those people are the snowmobilers. I am not a snowmobiler. I rode on one once, being driven by somebody else when I was working at a radio station in North Dakota about a million years ago. And we got like 6 feet of snow. I mean, literally, I pulled up my garage door and it was a wall of snow against the garage door. My kids literally tunneled out of it. They dug a tunnel out to the outdoors from inside the garage. And radio station staff couldn't get to the radio station. And we had some poor night guy who was stuck there all day the next day because nobody could get there. Finally, we hired a guy with a snowmobile to drive the radio station staff around for about 4 days because it took them that long to get the town dug out. And so I rode a snowmobile. And this was one of those guys with the big fast, and this was a million years ago. One of those fast snowmobiles flies over the drifts and flies over the... There goes one now. Look at that, right down the road. You couldn't see it, but... Trust me, he really did. And we're flying, and I'm hanging on for dear life, and I had brought supplies with me because I didn't know when the next guy was going to be able to get to the radio station. So I had like a sleeping bag and a box of Captain Crunch and some other random stuff. And I thought, well, I'll just hang on to this stuff while he drives me over there. I swear I almost died. And then my wife went through a snowmobile phase about 10 years ago, and we actually owned a couple of them. And I figured out the thing with snowmobiles is not driving them around. No, the thing with snowmobiles is it gives you something to tinker on. And I didn't much care for that part of it. So anyway, we don't do that anymore. I never did. I never drove one. But I rode on one. Anyway, so I have the Snowmobile Waltz by Howie Sturtz and his orchestra. At first, I thought it was Howie Storty and his orchestra. Because it's a red record label with silver lettering. And the record's been played a lot. And the ring in the record is worn from being on the turntable so that the wear line goes right through the letters, and I couldn't tell if it was a U or an O and a Z or an E at the end. I finally had to put on a second pair of reading glasses and get a flashlight, and I figured out it's the Howie Sturtz Orchestra. Anyway, it's on Kooka Records, a great record label, and the record's got a little warp in the beginning of it. So to get it to play, I had to put a penny on the tone arm. You remember doing that? Yeah, well, here at the Oompa Hour, we still do that. Here's the Snowmobile Waltz.
My snowmobile, o'er the soft white snow to the woods we'll go. There'll be just we two singing I love you 'neath a winter sky of blue. White snow to the woods we'll go. There'll be just we two singing I love you 'neath the winter sky of blue.
Wow, that was a fast record. I was barely ready with the next record there. Anyway, there's the Howie Sturz Orchestra. That's the Snowmobile Waltz. This is Tim Zumpa Hour, your old-time oldies show. Now, here's a record got a little extra patina on it, so prepare yourselves for that. But you don't get to we don't get to this one very often. I think it's the only record by these cats that I have, too. Here's the Dancing Boots Polka. This is the Sparks of Fire. There you go there, the Sparks of Fire. That's the Dancing Boots Polka here on Tim Zumpa Hour. It's your old-time oldie show. How about one from Elmer Scheid, the band, huh? Why not? Here's the Grain Belt Polka. We'll be right back. Elmer Scheid, the band. You got to turn on that little switch before you talk, dummy. That's the Grain Belt Polka here on Tim's Oompa Hour. It's your old time oldie show. I'm going to spin a Richie Vadnell record here, but I want to tell you that next week I'm going to play the other side of this Richie Vadnell record. And I'm telling you because it doesn't really qualify as what I call an old time or polka record at all. It's almost a Western record, but you could definitely dance to it. And notice I said Western, not country Western, but Western. And I normally almost 100% shy away from playing anything that doesn't define itself as a polka or a waltz or, you know, an old time song. But I just love the song on the other side. I don't know why, but it's totally out of character. And as long as I happen to have the 45 off the shelf, I'm going to play the Loverboy Polka now. And then I'm going to put the record back at the bottom of the stack. So that it comes around at the bottom of the stack. I got like three random records here that I always have a few extras that I don't get to that I save for the next week. But instead of putting that, I'm going to put it back and play the other side next week just because it's ridiculous. Kind of. It's called Get a Horse. And I'm going to play that next week by the Richie Vadnell Orchestra. So remember that because it'll be something to look forward to. And for now, here they are doing the Loverboy Polka.
Are?
And don't know what to do.
You don't?
I'd like to hold your hand.
All right.
But will you understand?
I will.
Your eyes are big and blue.
They are.
Here's what I'm gonna do.
What?
Hold you close and hug you tight. Kiss you once and kiss you twice. Save my loving just for you. Maybe then you'll love me too. Oh, lover boy.
And
don't know what to do.
You don't?
I'd like to hold your hand.
All right.
But will you understand?
I will.
Your eyes are big and blue.
They are.
Here's what I'm gonna do.
What?
Hold you close and hug you tight. Kiss you once and kiss you twice. Save my loving just for you. Maybe then you'll love me too.
There you go, Richie Vadnell and the Vadnell Singers there, Loverboy Polka on Tim's Oompa Hour. It's your old-time oldie show, and I got to remember now, put the record back in the sleeve, and instead of putting it over there in the done pile, wait a minute, got to turn that over, we'll put it over here in the up-and-coming pile, because next week I'm going to play Get a Horse, which is a kind of a cowboy song on the other side, which doesn't really fit the polka realm that good, but I totally could see a dance floor full of people dancing to it. So that'll be perfect for you. So look forward to that coming up next week.
Did you know there's a nonprofit organization that's been preserving and promoting polka music for almost five decades? Back in 1968, the International Polka Association was chartered to advance public interest in polka entertainment, including the study of polka music, dancing, and its rich history. The IPA even established the Polka Music Hall of Fame and Museum to honor deserving polka artists who've made significant contributions to the polka music industry. But to take polka music into the future, we need your help. Won't you consider joining the IPA? Your tax-deductible membership will help the IPA bring polka music to an even broader audience. For more information about the IPA, visit www.ipapolkas.com. That's www.ipapolkas.com. You'll also learn about the exciting annual IPA Festival and Convention. The International Polka Association, preserving the music we love.
Yeah, that was an interesting deal, too. I know you hear that message all the time, and they mentioned the festival, and of course, this last year with the pandemic and all that, they couldn't really do it. They did it virtually. Can you imagine a polka festival done virtually. But it actually worked. I mean, there were live concerts and bands and awards and all kinds of stuff all done on the internet. And it was kind of weird because it's weird dancing to your computer. I don't know. You might be dancing to your computer right now, all depending how you happen to be listening to this week's Oompa Hour show. But anyway, we've reached that point, ladies and gentlemen, where it's about time to wind down the show. And I said we'd go out with Auld Lang Syne. I have Lil Wally and the Harmony Boys. At what point did it become Lil Wally and the Lucky Harmony Boys? Because I have records that say that on it, too. And you can't see this record because this is radio. But if you were to see it, the record is bright, translucent yellow gold. You can see through it. It's a very cool-looking record. But we'll just kind of wrap her up this week. Lil Wally and the gang here. Here's Auld Lang Syne, of course. Pretty wild party there. Lil Wally and the Harmony Boys doing Auld Lang Syne for you as we wrap up this week's edition and the last show of the year, when you stop and think about it, of Tim's Oompa Hour. Glad you're hanging out with us for another year. Have no fear, though. We shall continue next week and through another year and another year, and yeah, you know how it goes.
I'm getting up when the next door neighbor's sleeping late on the weekend morn. Off to the station with my polka records. I'm what's known as a polka DJ. Turntables, telephones, earphones and microphones. This is a polka DJ. Requests and dedications, musical sensations. This is a polka DJ.
Well, that was kind of sad doing the last show of the year, huh? Anyway, Tim's Oompa Hour brought to you by the International Polka Association and the World of Accordions Museum. Back to do it again next week. Same place, same time. You know how it is. In the meantime, stay happy, everybody.